m'appelle Christian. Ma mère s'appelle Marion. J'ai 14 ans.
Not bad.
Not, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Pretty bad, pretty bad. Is yo, your yo. Microphone on?
Yeah, my Mac on. Yo, yo, MCT in the house.
Welcome to this very special We Modeur, We Must Die. Yeah,
We Must Perish.
We Must Perish. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, sounds much better, doesn't it?
The reason we're speaking English today, Thorstein?
It's because I have a friend coming over from, I'd say, the opposite of England. In fact, there was an index on countries. I feel as though they occupy different sides on that index. So it's kind of a shame we're speaking English, but none of us know French.
I just showed, I think. I know a lot of French.
You know a shit ton of French, do you?
I can say my name. I can say I'm 14 years old. And I can say what my mother's name is.
What is your mother's name?
Ma mère s'appelle Marion.
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 Oh, that's yeah. Fitting because our guest's name is Marie. Marie. We can talk to her a little bit now.
Hello, my name is Marie. I come from the tiny town of Lille.
That's not even funny, but we always we always define things in this program.
Yeah.
Today I found an English definition of France, so let's hit up that jingle, man.
Yeah, boy.
En definisjon,
kan være av mange ulike typer.
En deskriptiv definisjon en påstand om at et ord
eller uttrykk
faktisk
brukes synonymt
med et annet ord eller uttrykk. Store norske leksikon.
Disse definisjonene dine alltid helt forferdelig ubrukelige.
Okay, Thorstein.
Yeah, hit me with that definition, boy.
Yeah, but first I was wondering, what do you think France is? You said something in the intro, but if you, like, clear your mind and you just hear the word France for the first time.
Well, France is the remnants of the Holy Roman Empire as gathered by Charlemagne in the 1400s, I believe. And the people there are snooty and arrogant. No, they're very nice. But it's 50 million people-ish.
I've told you this a million times. It's not funny if you say the correct...
The actual definition.
The encyclopedia definition.
It's a group of people with a baguette up their ass.
Yeah, that's actually just what it says here. No, but yeah. France. English is terrible. France, officially
should've thought about that.
French Republic, French, France, or République Française, country of Northwestern Europe. There's a French woman laughing at me on the other side of the table here. It's historically and culturally among the most important nations in the Western world. She doesn't know her microphone is on yet.
Yeah, we're going to wait with her, man.
That's true. But yeah, we're going to talk to a French woman today. We're going to talk a little bit about the French lifestyle, as we've both seen in movies, of course. We're going to talk about... we're going to ask her anything that's on our mind.
Yeah.
And then how she experienced the Norwegian patriotism.
Because we have to talk about ourselves for some stupid reason.
Yeah. And how it's like being an international student in Bergen.
Yeah, man. We try to take care of those guys.
Do we?
Yeah, we're not very successful as far as I've understood.
And I don't think this is going to be much facts or like discovering revelations in this.
The same cavalcade of bullshit that it always is, which I feel as though should be our tagline. We must perish, a cavalcade of bullshit.
Yeah, but we're going to really go through the society, Norwegian society, from a French perspective and find out why we must perish. I think so. Yeah. And I think you're going to lead the rest of the show because I'm really uncomfortable with this English.
Yeah, I got that. We'll switch positions.
But first, let's hear NADB. With Bastard song.
You can't even fucking say the little song.
It's not starting because this is a button start kind of thing.
Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, you just heard NADB with the song Bastard Son.
And you're listening to We Must Perish.
We Must Perish, yes. I have treaded into the leading chair as Christian had slight difficulties with the English language. Now, the reason we're talking English is because we have a guest. That doesn't do Norwegian, so we thought we'd accommodate.
Let's just say, welcome, Marie!
Yeah. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm doing fine. I'm like in the middle of a broadcast, so we can take the personal stuff maybe off the air.
Yeah. Right after.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess so.
So, what's your name?
My name is Marie.
You want to anonymize your surname?
Our guests usually do that.
They stay anonymous. Like, we get why they do that, because, you know.
Because the next questions kind of show it. What's your gender?
Female.
And what's your sex?
My sex?
Yeah, like biological
social gender,
you know. Yeah, okay. Your social gender is obviously female, you just said. You identify, but were you born?
Yeah.
Okay. We just have to clear that out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, well, mental age, we also...
Mental age. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you separate mental age and
actual
age.
Yeah, well, we can start with real age, if you want to share.
Okay, I'm 23.
23, okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, people are young. But okay, yeah, so...
That's not so young. We have younger people in this program, usually.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. But okay, so mental age.
I guess the same. I mean, it's not me to say, so... Yeah.
You don't feel like judging your own mental age. That's the first time we've gotten that response.
People usually say they're like 14 or 60 based on their personalities.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. I mean, I guess it depends if I'm drunk or not. So.
Okay.
Yeah, sober, it could be the same.
Sober, you're 23. Drunk, you're between like... 6 and 14?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad we categorized that, because that makes a lot of sense. What do you do, Marie?
What do I do? I study philosophy.
In Bergen?
Yeah, at UAB.
And you're from France?
Yeah, I'm from France. Normandy.
Normandy.
Normandy. Oh,
yeah, I've heard of that.
Normandy.
There was like a battle there or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
No, the reason it's called Normandy was because
Should we close the door?
Settled by Norman settlers. Which is a point that the Norwegian people will bring up every fucking opportunity, because patriotism here is fucking wild. But so you study philosophy at master's level.
Mm-hmm.
You come from Lille.
I studied in Lille, but I come from Normandy. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You know, if you read that in Norwegian, it's like little. Did you know that?
Yeah, Lille. Yeah.
I think I do.
That's really funny, huh? Let's play a song.
Yeah. And you're also a musician.
Yeah, I play in a band called Windmile, and it's indie music.
Okay, so just sing us a song.
Oh, come on.
No, that's pushy, man.
Okay.
Okay, we'll wait with that, but in the meantime, we'll hear Petal with the song Tightrope. Ladies and gentlemen, first I'm going to say hi to my, the people I make the show with.
Hi Torstein.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Torstein.
And then I'm going to...
Torsten.
I'm going to introduce you guys to the topic of this conversation. Now, in 2000, I believe it was, there was released a documentary called The Fabulous Amélie from Montmartre. The Fabuleux Amélie de Montmartre, is that right?
Le Fabuleux Destin d'Amélie Poulain, I guess. But I guess you say Amélie de Montmartre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amélie Montmartre. Montmartre, yeah. For Norwegian listeners, this documentary perfectly captured all French ways of life, and it is the go-to Bible for understanding French people. Is this correct, Marie? Our resident in-house French person.
I mean, it's very stereotype, obviously.
Because it's not a documentary, obviously.
It's not, no, I refuse, because you're one of very many people who keeps telling me it's not a documentary, and I refuse to believe that.
But Marie, sorry, continue.
No, but yeah, it's not a documentary.
Yeah. Okay, you guys keep saying that, I'm going to just keep believing. It's a 100% unfalsifiable view on French life and society, and I want to talk about it, because we're going to talk about the French way of life is it as amazingly focused and completely correct as I intended to be?
You mean with the baguette and the striped t-shirts and yeah. Living in Paris and being rich and... that's not really the reality, obviously, but...
But I've been to Paris. There were rich people there. There were baguettes there. I didn't see a lot of striped t-shirts, but...
Did you see a lot of, like, pixie cuts?
Pixie cuts?
Like fairies?
No, no, pixie cut. It's like when you, the bob, when you cut the bob. Yeah, we're having a hard time doing this in English. I yeah. can already tell. Anyways, we wanted to talk French life, and you say it's not that correct.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with the baguette, I don't know why I pronounce it in English. I mean, the baguette. Okay, that's true. But except that, I'm not sure.
You'd say it's pretty unfaithful. Can yeah. you give a kind of an approximation of what it is to be French?
Oh my god.
It's going to be stereotypical anyway, because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
one
go for
point
the easy
of view,
answers.
But yeah.
We're all about the easy answers.
Oh my yeah. god, that's a tough one.
But you're a philosopher. Haven't you philosophized about the French way of life?
With your Sartre and Camus and all yeah. that stuff?
I don't know. Okay, let's play a game. What would you say about, like, in one sentence, yeah. what is it to be a Norwegian?
I'd say it's egalitarianism and like a humilitous pride, in a sense. We're low-key proud of ourselves, but we're kind of ashamed about it. And we're also very egalitarian. Whereas, given my impression of other people, they are unabashedly proud of being French. Hi, Ludo. They're insanely proud of being French. The patriotism is on the fucking on another fucking level, which is weird because we just had 17th
That's
of May.
Not one sentence. She asked yeah. for one sentence.
So you see, it's yeah. hard. Yeah, yeah but
okay. egalitarian and low key proud is what I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's a horrible task I've given you, but yeah. like any like general thoughts about yeah. the French experience you can share. It's like the Fabuleux Amélie Poulain.
No, but, like, we're definitely not egalitarians. But, yeah, I get your point with patriotism. I mean, we have lots of French people who are patriotic. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, we have some and we have, like, I wouldn't say I am really patriotic. So I'm not sure if I'm the good person to talk about the French, the typical French way of life. Yeah,
because I thought you were like selected from a jury of your peers to represent France
represent
in this program.
France. Oh, okay, yeah, of course I represent France. Yeah.
But could I ask you then, if you don't know how to explain being French, but when you came to Norway, when you came mm-hmm. to Bergen, was it 1 year ago?
Yeah, in August. Yeah.
Yeah, and you saw some Norwegian people and Norwegian way of life. What was different?
I would say that Norwegian people are less arrogant than French people. That's a really like important point to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, you told me that usually when you think about French people, you like the stereotype that they are arrogant, and I would say it's not really a stereotype.
That's
kind of
true.
Accurate. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but have you met Thorsten? He's kind of arrogant in yet a humiliating way. not humid or what the fuck.
Humiliating. There's no humility to my arrogance. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty on point. Speaking of on, this is On and On by the band Futuro Pedo.
And afterwards, we're going to ask a French woman.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. See you guys later.
I was wondering, baguettes, can I ask a French woman?
Oui.
So, you all know what that means. It's time to ask a French woman.
Luckily, we have Marie, a French widow.
You're not a widow, are you?
What?
You're not a widow.
A widow?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I was just going to say a French woman, and then I said widow. But yeah,
okay.
We're going to ask you questions. Let's start with the question in the jingle. What's the deal about baguettes?
What's the deal about baguette? Well...
It's a tasty bread.
Yeah, and your bread here is not good. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, that's cool.
It's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can understand why you'd say
I'm
that.
Actually allergic to wheat, so doesn't matter to me. Next question.
Yeah, okay. So the adjective to French. By Americans, I understand that to be kissing with tongues. But from the Norwegian perspective, I've understood French as levitating on a cafe table with a long-stemmed cigarette, a baguette, an Alp hat,
a beret,
and a thin moustache. Is this correct?
You could definitely see that in Paris, in Montmartre, actually.
So they're levitating around, they're Frenching around. So this does exist. Because I thought there was like a conspiracy to hide it, but no.
No, that exists.
Okay. So floating around on cafe tables. That's
I think
amazing.
I've been to Montmartre. I think I've seen it. Isn't it like the stony stony roads and stuff and nice old buildings?
Yeah,
I've been there. Yeah.
Well, there were
people with mustaches.
Okay, so that has been clarified. That's good. Our next question is, do French women lactate red wine?
Do we what? Lactate?
Red wine.
What does lactate mean?
Lactate is when a mother feeds her baby through her mammaries.
Yeah, breast milk.
Breast milk?
But only breast wine. It's what's it?
That's weird. Yeah. That's weird.
Do you?
Do I? I mean, I drink wine, but I guess that was not the question.
So French mothers do not lactate red wine?
No. No.
Didn't you just say French women? So basically you asked her if there's wine coming out
of her. You're not a mother, are you?
No.
Yeah.
She's only a widow.
Yeah.
Okay. She didn't get to have children before.
Next question. As I understand it from the legal code of 1974, you are legally demanded to carry around a brown paper bag with a baguette sticking out.
yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah.
Okay. But how do they enforce that? Is it like police officers are beating people who don't go around with a brown paper bag with a baguette in it?
Yeah, you know, in France, there are cameras everywhere to make sure that you do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very strict and, you know.
What's the what punishment do you risk?
What punishment do we?
Okay, let's get this show back on track. Before we go over to our next topic, why did you move to Bergen?
Okay, you want the real reason?
Yeah, like a semi-real reason. Yeah.
No, I wanted to go on Erasmus somewhere where they could speak in English. And
you obviously went to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Hello.
I feel as though my English isn't as horrible as someone else's, but
no.
So that's basically it.
And Bergen was the only place you could get in then.
But it's also about like the landscapes here and you know the stereotypes we have about Norway.
What are those?
Beautiful. Oh yeah, we have some, but it's on you guys. So. I'm sorry. Like before I came to Bergen, people were like, oh, Norwegian people are so cold. Like,
yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah.
Kind of agree. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, that's true sometimes, but it's not really like, I mean, Torstein, I think you're a counterexample to this.
Oh, no, I cannot be an example for anything. I do not represent anything. I am not exemplary in any way, shape, or form.
Mm.
But let's talk more about that after a song. Let's just go straight to talking about how it was being an international student in Bergen. First, let's hear.
Okay, yeah, sure. Do you know of any French sopranos, Marie?
A French pornos?
Soprano, as in the singer.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's quite all right, you know. Our minds go there somewhere. Any French sopranos you know of?
Don't think so.
Are you trying to say this is a song by my favorite French singer, Edith Piaf?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
The first time I heard Edith Piaf was in the 8th grade in a French lesson. And I've grown fond of her since then.
Yeah, you can maybe pronounce the name of the song, Marie.
Yeah, Edith Piaf, non, je ne regrette rien.
Non, je ne regrette rien.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Edith Piaf with Non Regrette Rien.
Non, je regrette rien.
Was that? Non, je ne regrette rien.
Yeah, non, je ne regrette.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It was okay, well, thanks. As Non Regrette Rien. Anyways.
As everyone understands, We Must Perish has a visitor from the other side of the world. of Europe or something. Yeah, you're French, Marie.
Down under.
And you came here. To Bergen, yeah. And we asked you why, and you only said because you had stereotypes about Norwegian.
You had stereotypes, yeah, it was, we speak English, which is only true in half cases.
No, that's
if we
true.
Take
you have a good English compared to French people.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck, Marie. Your English sucks. No, but I'm only kidding. But... But when you came here, what was your experience there? You thought you'd see great nature, and then you came to Flesland, which was probably at that time being redecorated, and then all the way into the city. It was probably just a shitty
Was it raining your first day here? It must have.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, no.
What?
Yeah, but we didn't have so much rain this year, I guess. I mean, we won't talk about the weather like old people, but...
But what was your first experience of Bergen?
My first experience? Well, I just got here with like two big luggages, and I had to go to the student center with a like
also
the
here.
Steep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my first memory. So yeah, I had to carry my luggages like, you know, the road that goes like this. Mm-hmm. It was like...
Stormgarten?
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't have much
so to say. So your first experience was heavy baggage.
Yeah, it was heavy lifting, basically.
And that's kind of something that defines all Norwegians. We have a lot to carry. We're not happy people.
Yeah, you're talking about mental baggage. Yeah, cool. Yeah. But so, like, your first party setting, you're meeting your first Norwegian, what was that like?
Oh, yeah, it was at the Faderuke.
Yeah.
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 The buddy week.
Yeah. And like we were told, okay, we are gonna make a pre-party. It was at the Norwegian girl.
Forspill.
Yeah.
At a Norwegian girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how they do in Father Week now.
Yeah. Yeah. But
they try to like throw the international students inside the normal groups and hope that nobody notices.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was like 2 o'clock, and I was like. Like, oh, are we really going to drink at 2 o'clock? I mean, but yeah, we did it. So that was a good welcome. I mean, so yeah.
How would you define the Norwegian?
Ooh, the Norwegian people? Mm. I think you are respectful people that are kind of cold sometimes, but
yeah, we are cold. It's not just the stereotype. We are.
But when you drink one or two beers, then it's okay.
Yeah. So we should all be alcoholics.
Then all the walls come crushing down. Yeah. I can imagine. Well, that's I'd say that's a favorable portrayal, wouldn't you?
Yeah, too good for this show. It's called We Must Perish. But you mentioned under the song, you didn't tell me what it was, but you have one problem. Could you tell us?
I have one
problem. As an international student.
Yeah, you have one problem with
Did
Norway.
I say I had one problem?
Yeah, or one issue, or...
Oh, I was... No, it's just sometimes, like, I always pretend that everyone talks English. And I went to Reine. Is that the...
Reine.
It's at the Lofoten Island.
Oh, yeah, Reine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so guessing, north of Norway. Yeah.
And I wanted to take a boat, and there was the sailor, and he wasn't speaking English at all, so he was, like, talking to me in Norwegian, pretending I was understanding him, which I wasn't, of course. And so, like, I had a long time trying to, like, buy a ticket. Okay, I finally made it. I don't know why, but, yeah, it's just, yeah, sometimes, like, you pretend everyone talks English, and it's just not always the case with, like, old people, if
in,
I may
in
say.
In the fishing industry.
So the conversation was like, if you ask a question, you want to buy tickets to go on a boat.
Yeah. So I was like, I would like to buy tickets for the boat, please.
Unnskyld meg, du snakker vel norsk? Jeg klarer ikke nordnorsk så godt, men du snakker vel norsk?
Hva du vil, lille jente? Hva du lurer på?
Yeah, sure.
it was a bit like that?
Yeah, kind of.
It's terrible. That's terrible.
But one final point of contention here. The UB, the university in Bergen, would like to think that they take good care of their international students. Do you feel as though that is the case?
Yeah. No. No, that's the case. Like, they are always, like, thing organized for us. Like, barbecues or...
Freshers week in Paderuke.
Paderuke. And, no, yeah, I mean, it, like, it's also something really Norwegian, I would say, but, like, okay, that's nothing, but when we, like, send an email to a teacher, they respond, like really
immediately.
And in France it's not the case, so it's a bit annoying. And here you always make things on time, which I don't.
That doesn't happen in France.
Yeah, no.
Nothing's on time.
Yeah, always late.
Oh, we found the one international student who is happy about the university.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird.
Sorry. Right?
Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You've ruined the show.
Must perish.
Because we were talking about being death on another
death,
episode of this
death, not
show.
Dead. Yeah, death.
Yeah, it said death. Why don't you shut the fuck up? which they do all the time. But Christian compared it to being an international student.
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, I'm sure it was Christian's. Basically, you're in a situation in which you cannot communicate with most other people, but that does not apply to you, I'm guessing.
I mean, it happens with you sometimes, Torstein.
With me?
No, like, you make ironic jokes, and I'm like, okay, was that true, or was that joke?
Also, we have found another problem. Humor is uncomprehensible.
That's a big problem.
Okay.
Yeah, so humor. Like, yeah, when you're French and you talk in English, like, you're not funny at all. I mean, because you don't understand the jokes, and you become annoying boring person.
Boring. Okay.
So would you say you have been alienated and you have had a terrible time in Bergen?
Oh yeah.
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 Okay.
Totally
good.
Alienated.
Yeah. Let's hear your song.
We're actually gonna hear one of yours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, you can introduce it, really.
Okay, so this is a song called Cathedral. It's the first song we released with my band Windmile. So, enjoy.
It's about a church?
No, it's not about a church.
Is it the metaphor?
I mean, it's kind of a love song.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, let's have a listen. Welcome back. That was Windmile with Cathedral.
Right? That was you, Marie.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah, we have the pleasure of having the artist in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Christian.
I'm Torstein.
I haven't made any songs.
Oh, I've made a couple, actually.
Okay, we don't
care. That's a story for another time.
Marie, talking about you, what did you do on our national day, the 17th of May?
I went to the city center, listened to...
The city center?
The city center.
Oh, city center, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Loki making fun. Sorry, continue.
I heard this speech from a guy... I mean,
this peach?
A speech?
A speech,
from
yeah.
What did I say?
Peach.
A peach? No, a speech?
Sorry, we're making fun.
From a guy?
Yeah, from a guy.
In English?
No, that's the point.
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed important, but I don't know who he was, so. And he made a speech in Norwegian, which I didn't understand, obviously. And then I saw the concert. There was like a Misty Coast, a nice band.
Mm.
And I talk to drunk Norwegian people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One ends up doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to me? No, you didn't talk to me. Okay. Yeah. Because I would have been a drunk Norwegian on that day.
What's your national day again? It's the...
4th of June, isn't it? The 5th of June.
Let's guess. No, that's not.
No, 5th of July. It's Bastille Day, isn't it?
Yeah, 14th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say in July sometimes, because I remember they have Tour de France, and it's always the national day the Frenchmen try to win extra hard.
Extra hard. But is it Bastille Day? Did I get that correct?
Is it what?
Bastille Day? It's called Bastille Day? No.
La Fête Nationale...
Is it the day they stormed the Bastille? Is that the
match?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. I don't know.
Well, never mind. Anyways, the Norwegian National Day is...
But yeah, how did the Norwegian National Day compare to the French?
Oh, it's much bigger, like, it, yeah, no, it's a big thing here. Like, I mean, in France, we do have, like, you know, people in the street with uniforms, if I may say, that's not the word, but here, like, everyone has a costume or...
A bunad, it's called.
What?
Yeah,
the it's national costume. Yeah,
yeah. The big woman thing on the men and women. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I heard about something I told you, Thorstein, already, but I heard, I mean, I read it in an article that that this day in Norway, if people have another flag than the Norwegian flag, they should pay a fine.
No, that's, I think it's incorrect.
That was fake news.
Yeah. It was fake news?
Yeah,
okay.
That was because some people like the... right-wing people are every year the same debates come up.
So
they're really patriotic and in a bad way. So every year
in a shitty way
is like, oh, a kid has painted a Norwegian flag on one side of a paper, and then his home country or his parents' home country on the other, and people talk about grabbing it away because they only want to see Norwegian flags and attacking kids and. People yell at the black people in the national costume. So
yeah, because like usually the bit was we don't want any like other flags, and be it like a Sami national flag, which I feel is should be there, or like gay rights flag. People have been negative to that, not like another nation's flag. Even it's just like a Sami flag, and they're like a national minority, so it should make sense, perfect sense, that they have their flag in the thing. It's so annoying because it's such a dumb thing to care about. Why?
Is that something you see in France on National Day? Is that even a debate? You have like a big
much in French flags everywhere?
Yeah, but is there other flags? Is that a...
Oh, no, I don't think it's an issue in France. I mean, we don't have bullshit articles to say that.
No.
I guess. I mean, they may have, but I don't know.
Fake news haven't gotten to France.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course it has,
But the shitty thing is that it used to be only about the flags. Now it has devolved into this shitty thing about people of color. Is that the
word? Yeah.
Yeah, people of color going in the national costume, the bunad. Which is, that's fucking awesome, right? Yeah. That they adopted such a Norwegian traditional thing. And it looks pretty dope as well. But people have been afraid to put them on because they know idiots are going to berate them on the streets. And that's exceptionally shitty.
Yeah, I didn't know about that actually.
So, what do you think about that? as the French ambassador to Norway on We Must Perish, what do you think about that?
No, that's a shame. I mean,
in all honesty, what do you think about that?
Come on, I won't pretend that it's not a shame. No, some French people would say, yeah, of course, they can't wear this. But
Front National,
yeah, you
people.
Know, with Marine Le Pen and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
we could have talked about that for fucking ages, but we're not going to do that. It's a good day. It's a sunny day.
So finally, this broadcast makes sense. We must perish because we are racist idiots, right?
Yeah.
And we all hate the Norwegian racists,
right? So to summarize, your 17th of May was used going around in the CD center, listening to Peaches, and then talking to drunk Norwegian.
Yeah, pretty much it.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
Did you see any racists? Probably.
Probably, they were well hidden, I don't know.
Yeah, they were probably hiding in bunads. Speaking about Norwegian pride, here's one thing to be proud over. I've not heard of Joachim Koala, but I've heard of Silja Sol. This is their song, Siste Sjanse.
Jingle, jingle, jingle,
jingle,
jingle, jingle time!
Hva sier du, Jokke? Er den nye kongen en bombedroide med en statsoverhode her?
Nei, det er ikke akkurat det, da. Nei.
Hva sier du, Jokke? Er sint oppløsning av knæskår et alternativ til terapi?
Nei, det er ikke akkurat det, da. Nei.
Hva mener du, Jokke? Er organisert vold den beste måten å styre radioen på?
Nei, det er ikke akkurat det, da. Nei.
It is always nice to see someone laughing at my jingles, even if they do not understand it. What do you think that was about?
I have no idea. Was that you talking?
That was me talking, yes.
Oh, yeah.
but over to... What is this? This is the alternatives segment.
Yeah,
we're
in the middle of fucking explaining it. Basically, it describes alternatives for various things. And so we thought we'd come up with some alternatives to, like, your national identity. Because we covered the adjective on Ask a French Woman of Frenching, which is levitating on a coffee table along the ground with a baguette, a long-stemmed cigarette, a beret, and a striped shirt, and a, like, pencil mustache, which is, yeah, pretty much French or France for Norwegians. Would you say that's correct?
But I don't know. I never cared much for stereotypes.
Okay.
Only in this show, because that's all this show is about.
Yeah,
but,
pretty
but
much.
Yeah, but we're going to make alternatives to that, and you have to judge us, Marie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the loser has to eat baguettes with snails for a week.
Yes, as far as I understood it, like
that's the punishment your show sent us, Marie. Yeah.
What's the best snail? Would you say?
Snails?
Yeah.
I
heard Norwegian ones are good.
The Norwegian, yeah, sure. I had it this morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good compared to brown cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't care for brown cheese.
Don't like it. So.
Okay, let's start out with your alternative, Torstein.
Yeah, basically we're going to propose alternatives and you be the judge on which was best and which was worst. Mine is a bit out there, I'll admit that immediately. For those of you who are interested in Dadaist or absurd art, you are maybe familiar with the work The Fountain of Marcel Duchamp.
Yes.
Now I propose that this is your new flag. For those of you not familiar with it, the fountain is a urinal put on its side. It has some graffiti on the side, Armut, 1917, and it was just used as an art piece. So it's a urinal and it's a piece of art because somebody decided that it should be a piece of art. Your thoughts, Marie? I feel as though this should be like the only iconography that anyone thinks about when they think France.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the effort.
Well, thanks.
How would you put it in a flag?
No, I just like put a urinal on top of a flagpole. And that's
okay.
Your new, like, because it's a brave piece of art and it, like, revolutionized what can be art in its day. And so I feel it should be, like, the new identity of the French people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah. Interesting in a way.
Yeah?
So,
like, instead of a pin with a French flag,
yeah.
Your president, which I forgot the name of.
Emmanuel Macron.
Should have, like, a tiny urinal stuck to his left chest.
Okay, mm-hmm. So this is your proposal
yes.
In full. Okay.
Just that. That and only that.
Let's go over to mine, because we talked about Macron.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it, Marie?
Yeah, Macron.
Yeah, the new president, he's changed a lot of things. He brought on a new party. And
mm-hmm.
I think you should combine this new modern day politician with the old, what we first think about when we think about France.
Charlemagne?
Guillotine.
Oh, guillotine.
The guillotine, yeah.
So we're going in like a pretty similar direction,
yeah.
The two of us.
So my thinking is that the flag, that should only be like the head of Macron. So you can celebrate the new age, but in the daily life, in the daily life, you should use the guillotine for everything from punishment, as it was used for, to cutting up baguettes. You have little and bigger sized guillotines, which you carry around in your purses, which is also just
a
picture of a guillotine.
Okay.
And you carry them around, and if you need to have a cigar, you cut it with the guillotine. If you need a baguette, you cut it with a guillotine. And if you see someone you don't like, you cut off their head with a guillotine.
And like, one of the old like iconographies for France is the proud hen, as far as I look, Lecoq. Which is
yeah.
fun, yeah.
Lecoq, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So
Lecoq.
So you will cut the cock's head off with the your version. And also, if you're getting circumcised in France, obviously. But that's my idea. That's Thorsten's idea.
Yeah, I think Marie finally understood what kind of program she's for. So a urinal and a guillotine, that's where we're at.
How do you say guillotine?
Guillotine?
Guillotine.
Guillotine. Did I say it wrong? How do you say it?
No, that was sweet because you said you said gelatine, which is
that's what I meant. You should always use
gelatin
animal
for
fat,
everything. And cut up baguettes with gelatin.
Okay, but could we have like if you compare the two, what did you like and what did you don't like about Thorsten's and about mine, and then we know.
I think Thorsten's one was interesting, though I don't think that would be really it would give a good idea of France.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but it's like really brave modernist art.
Yeah.
Okay. And mine.
It's very reactionary of you to think these ways.
I have to say yours was good. Yeah, but I thought you would say that because you first talked about Macron, the president.
Yeah, he's on the flag.
Yeah, and then you talked about the guillotine.
Yeah.
So I thought you were going to say that you wanted a flag with Macron being killed by the guillotine.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. And then you moved to something else. But I think, it was a good example. So I think, Thorsten, you're going to eat snails.
I'm the winner!
Yeah.
Fudge sickles.
But snails are good. Like, French people do eat snails all the time. You know, and frogs.
Yeah. And frogs, that's all you eat. Like, literally all you eat. Yeah.
Eight snails a day makes the doctor go away. Okay.
Makes the French doctor go away. So I lost, you won. Congratulations.
Yahoo!
Is there, a song you'd like to celebrate to?
Yeah. Let's play Ukas låt on the student radio in Bergen. Et blekt lys lyder med... Spur.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
Yeah, you probably heard the song of the week.
Yeah, like a million fucking times anyway. Yeah. It's come to the end here at We Must Perish, which sounds much more epic than in Norwegian, really.
Vi må dø. Which this program usually is called Mondays 10 to 11. But in our last segment, we try to sum up what we've been through, Marie.
Okay.
And we've been talking about kind of French and Norwegian culture from the French woman's perspective. Plus a lot about baguettes.
Yeah, we've asked the French women about things. And we've made alternatives for your national iconography. It's a shame you didn't like our... you like the guillotine idea, I guess.
Yeah.
So do you have any lessons for us as Norwegians welcoming a French woman into a radio studio?
Yeah.
Did we do a bad job?
Yeah. Bad joke?
Bad job.
Tons of bad jokes, I imagine.
Yeah.
No, things we should have... we should learn ourselves as an example of...
As an example of
what could we do better, both as a radio program and as a Norwegian society?
I feel as though we might not be communicating well here. We usually do, on the end of a show, we said, okay, any lessons? In the way in which we, treat French people or in the way in which we understand French culture, what did we do wrong? Which we most definitely did something wrong. Unless this is the first episode in which we did nothing wrong, which would be a personal best.
No, I don't. I mean, you make a lot of fun of the French accent, but
I've never done such a thing. That is incorrect. I feel. I think.
That is incorrect. but except that was okay. You were not as arrogant as French are.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think we learned a lot of bad shit about Norwegian society. We don't eat snails or baguettes. We are racist on our national day. We don't welcome international students well, even though you first said something else, but then we put your mind right. So I think it's
wrong.
and we mansplain.
Yeah, we mansplained the shit out of stuff.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't say so.
But this program is called you're We wrong. Must Perish. So, and here's why you're wrong. No, but so we have to conclude with the fact that we must perish. So I'm trying to find some negative stuff because you've been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, you've been an amazing guest.
Yeah.
Not to say the other guests have been bad, but you seem to be like a never-ending source of positivity compared to them, at least.
Compared to us?
Yeah, compared to us as well. Yeah.
So let's just conclude by saying we must perish.
Glad to have you, Marie.
Murder.